Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 9th of December. I've been fortunate enough to grab a quick chat with Matt Lofgren of Paternoster Resources. Okay, hi Matt, are you there?
Yes.
All right, so recently we've seen you've been announced joining the board at Paternoster Resources. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that appointment?
A small portfolio of mostly natural resource companies, investments in these natural resource companies, some of them pre-IPO to the point where some of them are listed as well, and you're looking for the liquidity events, and at some point in the future, you look to exit those positions or possibly hold on to them longer. But the investment kind of spreads around that range.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people know that I've followed the story for some time with Paternoster Resources, and you know, over the years, the chairman there, Nick Lees, basically worked some magic with, particularly with the LDP investment, and you know, so much so with QFI as well. I mean, it really has gone quite well. So it's been a kind of labour of love, I guess, over the last few years, but. You know, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've been doing since you joined the company and perhaps the progress from its existing portfolio? There's obviously been a couple of the kind of smaller shell companies that are coming into their own right now.
I split it into two. I split it into the existing and the future. And as far as portfolio and what Nick's done, I mean, you're right. He's had all of 500,000 gross, 500,000 pounds gross that he has done with a single placing to build the company to what it is now. So the company has some value beyond where it's trading, I believe, and you're looking at a market cap of sub 2 million. So, you know, there's a lot of room to move as far as a movement from a 2 million pound to multiples of that. So early stage company and, you know, really looking to start moving forward at this point. On the existing portfolio, you've looked, you know, the three main ones that are catching the news right now are Plutus, Metal Tiger, and MX Oil, MTR, PPG, and MXO. And each of them in their own right, they've raised money recently. They've got new management teams for each of them, and they've got a plan, and they're moving forward. So it's good to see that when we make an investment in something that's illiquid, not on the market, once it gets to the market and actually see the liquidity, you know, that's a fun thing to see happen. But those companies are often doing their own thing at this point, and we're happy to stay involved with our conversations with management and such. Where we're focused now is where we're going to build a company in the future.
So, you know, it really is an exciting time, I guess, for those companies mentioned. Seems that Metal Tiger can do no wrong with their recent investment in Kibo, which is obviously kind of translating through to the market value. PPG, okay. I think you've got a pretty decent sized position. That's up at multiples, and MX Oil, well, they don't need much of an introduction because they've been something of a darling earlier in the year for AIM. But, you know, what's the story and what's in store for us next? You know, what's for the future?
Like I said, we've got our existing portfolio with our cash as well, our cash and liquid investments, as we refer to them. And that followed with a placing. We did the placing to welcome some new investors who were wanting to buy some stock. I mean, we, you know, Nick and I had bought some stock in the open market the other day, and, you know, wish we could have bought more, but we couldn't because there's only so much liquidity and you have to announce the trade really quickly. But there were some other investors who had interest in the company, and you know, it's not something they could accommodate on the open market alone. So we went ahead and allowed them and did a small placing with them. So we've got the cash, a little bit of cash from the placing, and then our existing cash from the portfolio, or from our cash reserves, and we're looking at other investments where we see significant opportunity, so upside. Similar to what we've done in the past, but we're looking for investments that we can have more influence, something that we can help see the liquidity, and you know, more, um, you know, probably just a bigger impact.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as your portfolio starts to grow, then those opportunities will present themselves, and I'm sure you guys, have got the potential to find them, because it does seem to me that the things that frustrated me maybe a year or two ago with PRS, those creases are being ironed out. It's good to see that they've appointed another member to the board. It gives a bit more diversity, and I'm certainly looking forward to see what you guys have got planned.
We do have a lot that we're working through right now. There's a lot of opportunity. Nick alone has already had some decent deal flow. I've got a lot of deal flow that comes through as well. Some mining, but mostly oil and gas, as everybody should know. And in the oil and gas sector, I think it's also a very interesting and time where the long-term prospects look better and better for oil, and the short-term creates some really good opportunity for getting in some investments. I'm excited about everything that we're doing at the company. And something to keep in mind, as you know, with all your different investments, whether it's different shares that you own or within our portfolio, different companies that we invest in, they don't all pop at the same time. They don't all move at the same time, the same rates. But we're fortunate to have a handful of our portfolio moving quickly right now. And everything actually within our portfolio that's not getting the headlines, everything private as well is moving forward. So I'm happy to see that. We've got some more progress on the entire portfolio that we can be talking about in the future.
So I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like you've got a decent bit of news flow there near term. And hopefully, we'll catch up again and talk a bit more, after the new year. But that's Matt Lofgren, Paternoster Resources. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thank you, Doc.